Ladies and gentlemen, coming from the beautiful Riverside, California. Can't even say it with a straight face.
Wow.
This is the Danger Hour Oddcast. See what I did there?
I saw that. That's
took off the P, put on another D.
Oddcast.
I'm joined here with my two guests. To my right is the heavily tattooed Javier Del Real. And sitting directly in front of me with his hat on backwards and his chair backwards, by the way.
Andy
looking
Long,
very stylish. The Norman.
I was a big fan of Crisscross back in the day. I always thought their pants, that was a great way to get to your wallet. Everybody was like, oh, they're wearing their pants backwards. But I was more like, think about the easy access to your wallet.
Yeah, but then you got to take your pants down and take a piss.
Dude.
So you don't piss in public, you just wait till you get home.
Why don't you just do the side pockets?
Oh.
Yeah. Why do you got to turn the pants
here's
around?
Here's the problem, though. If you're wearing jeans and you have a side pocket... Could you stop? He's like touching me over here. Jesus.
Save it for the end of the show, huh?
I'm just saying, side pockets, if you put it in when your jeans are on regular, you have this huge bulge, and it's like, why is that guy's wallet there? If your pants are backwards, it's like the back pocket is a little bigger.
I gotta agree. The side pocket makes you look like a big wide ass, you know? Yeah. It's not flattering look.
See, the only place I do that...
So you're calling me a white ass.
Wow.
Actually, you're a white ass. I've seen it. It's quite nice. All right, well, I got to tell you guys, this is our first Oddcast, and I think it's the least budgeted Oddcast of all time, because we're sitting with one microphone in the middle of us three.
Studio.
In my beautiful Studio 505.
Can I just describe to the people listening? That
no, I don't. Yeah.
It looks exactly like you ripped it out of an IKEA display. If I was in IKEA, I would be like, this is how I want my room to be.
I'll take the James. Give me that one.
I'll take the James room.
No, it's cool. It's an undercover dragon lair because the outside looks like a barn.
It's like.
Well, yeah, for the people that don't know, this is outside. This is detached from the house. It's its own structure, if you will. Mm-hmm. And because
guest house,
because we don't have the proper permits, it has to look like a
like our most outhouses or back houses. Yes.
Well, as I was saying, and I'm actually, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I'm using a fucking Rock Band mic stand. Can you tell?
No.
I can see the rubber band on there holding everything together.
Yeah, this mic is not made for this stand, so I gotta secure it with fucking rubber bands.
So, all right, James, where did this whole Oddcast come from? How did you get to the
fathom
notion?
It.
I want to start a podcast.
I could turn on to it by who told me about it?
If you say Joe Rogan, I'm gonna leap from this chair and choke you.
What's wrong with Joe Rogan?
Nothing's wrong with Joe Rogan.
Oh. Just biggest fan. Got some beard and everything.
So I'm rocking the
Joe like
Rogan.
Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
You
do.
All I gotta hear is.
I'm just saying, like,
oh, that was a good knockout.
Because, no, Joe Rogan's really good, but everybody who listens to podcasts are always like, oh man, Joe Rogan. Even people who don't listen to podcasts and just try to sound cool. Oh, I love the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right.
They don't even listen to it. Like, there's so many other cool podcasts out there besides Joe Rogan. If you listen to podcasts, I should have already assumed you listen to Joe Rogan. Name some other podcasts. It'll be a tool.
Well, via
you can't see it, but I'm holding up a 10 card for that.
You're holding an applause card. Well,
applause.
Via Facebook, I posted something like, oh, someone got me in a podcast. I mean, I really forgot who did it, but asking people to turn me on to something good. So people put all kinds of stuff. I tried the, what's his name, the movie guy? Dan Loves the Movies or something?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I forgot the comedian. He did Super High Me, but I know what you're talking about.
The Onion's pretty good. Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's just like the news network, like on...
But it's like all bullshit news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just bullshit. Yeah, just a bunch of bullshit. It's pretty cool.
Well, I listened to the Dan one, and I listened to what are some other famous ones?
Kevin Smith has. I mean,
Kevin Smith. I don't like Kevin Smith.
Well, really? See, I like Kevin Smith, but it's like, okay, Kevin Smith, Ralph Garman. You know, when I get my Ralph Garman fix in the morning, that's about as much Ralph
just
Garman I can really take.
You don't like Ralph Garman?
I like Ralph Garman, but it's just
Ralph Garman is the best. best piece of Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, hands down.
The other two annoy the shit out of me. I can't stand them. I can't even tell which one's
and
which.
And Lisa May, and I'm always like, Lisa May, you sound so hot. And then I go to krock.com, I'm like, oh.
She's not that hot?
Yeah. And they
it's give Christmas her morning, 8 years old again.
And they give her the bell every time. Ding.
Yeah. No. Every time I've been on it, I always forget. I always forget to say hi to Lisa May.
That should be that noise when they do that.
Shut up, Meg.
Wow. Yeah, well, getting back, I listened to Adam Carolla also, because he's supposed to have a good one.
He's pretty funny.
But Adam Carolla, for me, sometimes just, he misses it, man. He just, and the sidekick he has, this woman, horrible, horrible. She makes these stupid bullshit jokes, and like no one laughs, and it's awkward. And
does she get sympathy laughs?
No. Maybe he'll go like, anyway.
Is that Adam Carolla?
That's Adam Carolla. Well, and his whole thing is he'll go on like 20 fucking minute speeches about one subject, you know?
Oh, I remember him doing that about a hot dog. And I was like, really? How long can you go with it?
Right. Yeah, so Adam Carolla for me, like some of it was funny, but then I just kind of tuned that one out.
Like, The Nerdist, dude. The Nerdist podcast. You got to check that one out. It's
I tried that one or another one, and they mostly just seem like they're all, they're like, hey, morning talk show. They're all like phony
the exact
voices.
Same thing
and
we're doing right now. They're just friends that are sitting there bullshitting, and they have like guests come on.
But they seem like they have too much energy and they're trying way too hard for me.
They could be on cocaine. Like they're trying,
they're trying 110%.
I don't want to throw this out there, but they could be on the cocaine.
Like we're just giving 100%, but they're giving 110. Yeah, and it's just it's a little.
We're giving like 85.
Oh, are you?
I'm staggering in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm still in the 80s. Yeah,
well, fuck you for not bringing it to today.
No, I'm working on it.
good.
Anyway, so Joe Rogan seems, that one seems like it's the most organic and the most just real. Like they're just sitting around bullshitting. It has a lot to do with drugs, which I'm not too familiar with in that whole world. I know you guys probably aren't.
No.
Well.
No, thanks, man.
No?
No.
You know, I'm just saying, I think it's good to be. I'm still wearing my D.A.R.E. shirt to this day.
Yeah.
I'll just.
Yeah, we gotta teach our kids better. Say
for
no to
certain
drugs.
People that are listening.
Say no to drugs.
Actually, this actually kind of links me to my next topic.
Okay.
Which I think I brought it up to Jarvie, which is happens to be the awkward moment when your ex happens to be a friend of your friend on Facebook.
How the fuck did you connect what we were just talking about to that?
Oh, because
what a segue!
Oh, because I'm sure that he's gonna post this on Facebook.
What am I going to... Oh, this?
Yes. Okay. And you've got friends.
No, but you just said this leads to the next topic. I'm like, well, I was expecting something different. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, come, no, proceed. No, okay. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, he's going to post this on Facebook, uh-huh. And he just made his last comment, mm-hmm. Which, you know, God forbid, I don't need to bury myself on air. But again, as I was saying...
You're halfway down right now.
It's just I'm going to stop.
Go ahead, go with your totally unrelated topic.
I thought the segue was perfect.
All right.
And I think most of the listeners
this
will
see
this
cuts to my next
segue.
Topic.
As long as you're 85% is happy
obese
with
obese children in America.
I told you I was staggering in the 80s. I never gave you a percentage.
All right, go ahead.
But yes, I'm just saying I feel
that
like
is pretty weird.
It becomes really awkward because what if your friend posted something really funny and you're like, fuck, yeah, I want to post something. And you go on there and your ex-chick is on there and it's like, oh, well, great. Now I can't do it because I'm going to look like the douchebag trying to one-up her. And this has already happened to me recently. I kid you not, I post something, someone goes on, and then that person goes on, and I feel uncomfortable having the post up. I'm like, should I delete it? I'm like, they're the only two on there. This is uncomfortably awkward.
You got to cut all ties.
Yes.
All ties.
Mm-hmm. In which, wait.
You shouldn't even be talking, you shouldn't even be here right now.
Yeah. Because we know people you know. Yeah. You know. We can't be your friend no more.
I'm pretty sure that's...
We're not befriending you. You have to leave us.
As
so
I told,
you're going to be the dick.
As I told two other friends, if you pull a Javier, I will never talk to you again.
Wait,
me?
What is pull Javier?
I'm not going to discuss it here.
Why would you bring it up if you can't discuss it?
I'm just saying, Javier pulled an awkward moment where I was like, la, 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 what the fuck, Javier? What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't understand
anyway,
what's going on.
Yes, but...
Continue.
I'm the only one discussing anything. Javier, you didn't even think of any topics. Can I just tell them that you texted me a couple days ago with, you know, yesterday. Write some topics out yesterday. So we have... Some... Really? It was yesterday?
Yeah, I don't take myself too seriously, man.
So you didn't do it?
Yeah.
You have nothing?
You have nothing.
Way to prepare.
Yeah. You.
I wrote a few things down.
You have a notebook.
I have Javier's notebook. He left with my house like 3 years ago.
See, it's kind of. I. You know what? I
came full circle. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Asshole.
I took half. I took the other half.
Anyways, yeah, I wrote a few things down. Did you write anything down?
No, I can keep them up here.
Oh.
First off, I don't know if you've noticed.
I forgot we're dealing with a highly professional individual here.
Sorry, professional.
I've been keeping the conversation going.
Javier, you can also snap two fingers at once.
Yeah, I can.
It's very good.
You know what? Shut up, Meg.
Seems like Norman has a problem with Javier. You all right, Norman? Ran a story there?
Fine.
In the beginning and the end?
Shut up.
Antagonist, protagonist. Someone has a problem?
Been working on 3 years on that story? Yeah?
You know what my defense to at least James is going to be?
Are we doing something? Why are you on your phone?
This is my defense to James right now.
Which is?
You can't load because you don't get any...
Are you showing me that thing you just
showed
me?
It's the Brendan Fraser. Because
oh,
you look...
Man.
Look,
oh, dude.
You look exactly like him here.
That picture, yeah, you look...
You see?
Okay, maybe...
James Enriquez, a young Brendan Fraser.
Young Brendan. Right now, he looks like trash. He looks like
Oh, he
shit.
Looks horrendous. Yes.
Wait, let me get the good pose.
No, no, no. Look at it. Look what he's doing and do the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes. This is...
No, look this way towards me. Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
That's pretty... Dead on.
All right, it's not fucking working, but
no, it's not.
No, it's not gonna work.
No, it's not working.
Whatever.
But this brings me back to my main point.
Burn.
Yeah, you are. I don't know where.
I thought your main point was exes on Facebook. Did we pass that already?
I know. I thought we were still on it.
I thought we politely slipped out.
We didn't even have
time
to discuss it.
Nobody else discussed anything.
Because right, well, you didn't give us time.
This leads to one of my notes.
Because
it's a perfect
segue.
There has to
be other people on there that.
Yeah. It's a perfect segue. Facebook. Ultimately, good or bad?
Jesus. I mean, bad.
I use it for comedy purposes only.
Same here, yeah.
That's it. Entertain myself.
So you think it's ultimately bad and should be among the devil and Hitler, right?
Around well, I mean, think about it. 3 years ago, I was just telling this guy or somebody.
30 years ago, you weren't even born.
3 years ago.
You were only like four years away from a biggest mistake.
When I was sperm, I met this individual.
I'm assuming that's what sperm sounds.
Swim.
Norman just did the sperm swimming
swim.
Motion.
Yeah, swim.
I'm just saying it's just it's troublesome. It's troublesome.
For me, there's been some negative, but I think mostly it's been positive.
Thus far, for me, now positive.
Because I've kept it positive.
Well, see, yeah,
see, you.
Oh, but man. It hasn't been negative for you've recently been my friend. You weren't there in the dark days. You've only come
for
to the light.
Wait. The dark days?
We're not going to discuss that.
No.
When you say that, you got to look off into the distance and squint your eyes and go, the dark.
How can you say dark days and whoever's listening to this and be like, what an asshole? Like, he brings that shit up and you can't even let us know.
Shut up, Javier. This is all you can
dark days.
The dark days.
That's what he's talking
what do you mean?
About. We
what
understand what he means by that.
No, we don't. What dark days?
I thought you were serious. Why?
Just a little bit.
Back when I just used to be a complete pussy on Facebook.
When?
I don't get it. What, how are you a pussy on Facebook? Like,
I think I just described it with my. You know, but in recently, yes, I've begun using it for comedy purposes and just throwing it. Yeah. So now I feel like, yes, now Facebook is positive.
Well, I gotta say, recently your shit's been fucking hitting every time. Have you noticed all my likes?
Yes.
Have you noticed all my likes on yours, James?
Yes. For those of you who don't know Javier and his wicked, wicked ways, this guy will go on my page every couple months and like everything. Like, he'll have like 50 likes on my shit. He'll like every single post for the last 2 months. It's so ridiculous. And you can't help but laugh and say,
oh, geez.
That's just my Javier.
Anyway, what I was going to say about Facebook is all I've had is good things, mostly. There's been a couple of weird things that happened, but for the most part...
Go on.
Proceed.
Okay, well, I'll get to that. But for the most part, I'm talking to people that I normally wouldn't, and, you know, you say, oh, yeah, if I don't talk to them now, I don't want to talk to them. They're in my past, whatever. couple people have come back, and I haven't really hung out with them, but it's cool to just chat on Facebook or talk shit, you know? But the thing that was bad was, are they cold? If you didn't know, Javier is going into the freezer because Norman did the mistake of bringing a warm case of beer.
You know, blame the Riverside County Stater Brothers for not being able to pay their electric bill. If there's anybody... Oh, my... Well, go on with your story.
By the way, they were nice enough to bring beer, by the way. We're currently working on our tall can Modelo Especial.
Yes.
Which was cold, which is why we started it, but...
And I figure we go with the... We finish off with the Dos Equis, you know?
That's right.
We
gotta end strong.
Do you have a bottle opener, my friend?
I have the knife over there.
Thought it was your chisel face.
Just use your chin.
Sorry, I haven't perfected the art yet.
But I don't want to get into details, but somebody that I had a somewhat of a relationship with, they messaged me, and they're like an artistic kind, and they got a lot of people that...
Artistic or autistic?
Well, yeah, I didn't clarify that either.
Artistic.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I guess I took a joke a little too far, which I probably have done in the past, but he basically put something, it's very fucking serious, but when I seen the guy, it was just laughs and bullshit, you know, and lighthearted humor, but on his page, he was totally serious, you know, too serious, and that bugs me, because people take Facebook way too serious, and it's not fucking cool, man. The whole thing for me is a big joke, just, you know, screwing with you guys or whoever else, and just poking fun, and people whine a lot on Facebook.
Oh,
all the
God.
Time. So that's why.
As Javier tells me, texts me, upside down face, a frown face.
I just want to see what people are going to
react. Yeah, I put a goddamn frown face on.
No. Dude, what do you see? What happens when a girl puts a frown face? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Call me. What's going on? What's wrong?
Yeah. I get 3 text messages later. Everybody's like, is everything okay? Are you okay?
Are you going to kill yourself?
Are you going to kill yourself? What's going on? What's going on?
Well, yeah, a cartoon upside down face is a perfect way to say I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
In this day and age, I would assume that's the way. No, you know, it's the X and then the upside down face.
I thought that means like throwing up or something.
Oh, I thought that means death. I thought, isn't cartoons when they die, they have X's?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ah.
Man, look at you. I thought it was like squinting really hard, like a whole, like a jerk off face. Like, you know that song, Turning Japanese?
Yeah, that's about
South Park. I don't squint when I jerk off. That.
You don't squint?
I don't squint.
You should try it, man. It's awesome.
He strangely keeps his eyes wide open. Oh!
I have a mirror, and I look straight into the mirror. And
he looks at himself.
flex it, and pull.
Yeah, but what I was saying, you assholes, is that... So this guy took himself way too serious. Like, everything was, like, profound, you know, and everything was... So every once in a while, I'd throw some little bombs in there just to mess with the guy. And he'd get mad.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't know, but don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, yeah, he'd get mad. Sometimes he'd be like...
Somebody text messages me later, I'll tell you who it is.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
So, sometimes he would, like, laugh and, like, whatever it is, LMAO with fucking initials, whatever they are.
Sorry. We literally interrupted his conversations to toast.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
And we're back, folks.
Continue.
All right, so the guy would laugh at stuff, right? And then at certain times, he would he'd go, hey, watch it. Hey,
what?
Don't do that. It's like, what?
On Facebook? He would say, hey, watch it?
Yeah, hey, watch it. Watch it. Watch it, buddy, or some shit, right? So then it really got me going, right? I'm like, okay, I'm going to mess with him even more, yes. Right? Naturally. And so I'd post certain things. But one day, he posts something about... Like, very serious about someone invading lands and raping women and shit. And so I very lightheartedly post, what's wrong with a little rape? No, it's not him. What's wrong with a little rape?
I like how we're playing Guess Who as we're talking about this.
Can you type
I'll tell you later.
No, just tap it in.
So I put, what's wrong with a little rape, right? Totally joking, right? And after I did it, you know, some posts you just go, I'm so proud of myself, you know?
Yes!
Yeah,
yes.
So that's what I did. You know, like, that's funny. And yeah, man, a little while later, these women. Do you know that 90% of women are sexually abused and blah, blah, blah. They gave me fucking statistics
and
numbers.
Wait, I'm sorry. Whoa. 90%?
Something like that. 4 out of 5, something like, I don't know,
that's
man.
A pretty generally
high
number.
Maybe it's 2 out of 3, but it's pretty much the same, right? Two out of three, four out of five.
Ask the mathematician over here.
No, four out of five is not 90%.
Here we go, Javier. Yes, I look creepy, but I'm a mathematician.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm a mathematician.
I want to get you like a cone.
It's math magician, my friend. Get it right.
Yeah, so,
I just pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what most people do in life, I think. Most people are just good fakers at shit, you know that?
Oh, I think so.
Especially the most successful ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey-o!
But, yeah, I got nailed by, like, three different chicks, man. And they all were throwing statistics at me and numbers and condemning me. And
what did you respond?
And I wasn't going to. I'm like, nah, I don't want to get in this. You know, it's not going to end well. And they just kept going, man. Like, more people started chiming in.
So yeah, 38 women later.
And this guy chimes in. I'm like, and he wasn't as bad, right? But he was like, oh, yeah, you know, if you get a sense of humor, you know, but you shouldn't be ignorant. I'm like, oh, fuck. It just got ugly. So I just put, like, all this one girl's like, I don't know you or if you're sarcastic and this and that, but, you know, you're saying some pretty ignorant shit.
God, you really should have told me. I would have loved to have just befriended him so I could have jumped in there and been like, shut up! Shut it!
I promote rape.
I got your back, buddy. You got your rape right here.
Yeah, so what I basically said was, you know, you don't know me, but I am extremely sarcastic. You know, I'm all about having a good time. Mm-hmm. I don't take this Facebook shit seriously. I like to just joke. I'm very lighthearted. I do not condone rape in any sense. Not even anyone getting hurt at all, right? And then I'm like, some other chick chimes in. I don't give a fuck who you are. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to another girl.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Man, it just got ugly. So.
At that point, I would have just kept the ball rolling like, rape, yeah. All day long. Put it in your butt.
But that's not I don't know, man. That's just... I guess that's a Norman, like, extremely non-classy way to go about it.
Yeah, I would have just stopped.
I'm just saying, if you already
Here's the thing, though. Here's why you can't go that route. The chick goes, I was sexually abused. I was raped.
Well, see, she just pulled the, your mom's dead. My mom is dead. She pulled that card. And you know what?
So she was joking.
Oh, she was joking?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know if she was... sexually abused. Here's where Facebook is bad. Now, what is there, 46 people on here? This one girl comes on and goes, I was sexually abused. Really? First off, why are you publicly on Facebook coming out saying, I was sexually... Couldn't you have been like, fuck you, asshole? But no, she had to come out and go
both of those. She said, fuck you, asshole. And she said,
I was raped. And yeah. She's gonna like, you know what? Keep your business to yourself. Me, Facebook, Tom from MySpace. I don't think you need to know all this stuff.
So actually, I was gonna delete the guy, but he deleted me first.
Ooh.
Which is like
you should react. It's like
you're gonna break. It's like you're
gonna
break up with a chick, and then she break up with you first.
Yes, that's a big fucking ego kill. You know what you should really do? You should really do. Re-add him. Is it? I want to see.
I'm not gonna type who it is on your fucking phone.
Just type it in. I want to see.
Look, come on, asshole. Here's the plan. Re-add him with a message saying, "You know what?
What did you say? Re-add him.
Re-add him.
Oh, add him.
Yeah."
Not Adam.
up
and Adam.
Up and Adam. The goggles do nothing. Anyway.
I'm not going to do it.
Wingo Wolfgang Castle all goddamn long. Anyway.
Just put him in a headlock. Maybe he'll tell us.
You should add him again with a message saying, I'm sorry, you know, this and that. And then as soon as he adds you, delete his ass.
And say, yeah!
It's on
my terms now.
I'm going through that right now. Because all the ex-girlfriends... Or ex,
there's a whole list of them.
There's
huh?
like 20 of them ex-girlfriends. Yeah.
Well, I've only had like two girlfriends, but I've dated a lot.
How many boys?
Ex-lovers?
Two, actually.
Two boys and two girls?
Anyway.
Some of them you couldn't tell?
They've kind of been coming around again, and I simply just want to like go out with them and then go, never talk to them again, and go, I got the upper hand.
Well...
That's a good plan.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Not really.
No? I have no comment for that. I would just avoid them, personally.
I need to get what was taken from me.
You're like Dave Chappelle, like throw the wheelchair dude down the stairs.
You were Facebook raped, is what you're saying.
Oh, let's not even get on the story of females pissing on your Facebook.
What?
You know what those are? This post. You go out with a girl, good time, go home, chill out, take a nap, wake up, and on your Facebook there's, had such a great time with Norman today, blah, 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 on your Facebook. We had sushi, this and that. I kid you not.
I get it.
No, I kid you not when I tell you this. That one chick that I used to tell you about, which, oh, I can't wait to bring that fucking story up. I'm going to slam her hard in this. Anyway.
So you couldn't slam her in person. You just
no, I couldn't.
Find a different way to slam her.
I will find a way. That one girl I used to tell you about, remember? No names.
No, dude, finish the other thing you're telling us about.
Yeah, yeah, man, you're going in circles here.
I completely forgot what I was talking about.
Pissing on your Facebook.
No, this is the same girl. That girl.
Oh, okay.
I went out
with essentially,
her.
These girls, they mark their territory with you.
I'm using her as the example.
Now, if you delete that post, are you an asshole?
Oh, you're fucked. Yeah, you're fucked. Yeah, your chances of getting laid are done from
you're
there.
You're fucked, right?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yeah.
For most guys, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we're the princess of Mr. Cool here.
Yeah, let's not get started.
You can do no wrong.
But I'm just saying.
I posted, had a great time
or great day, blah blah blah. With I didn't even say a name, and she comments on it with, "What, you can't put my name?" And
you're asking for it though, in that sense, man.
Yeah. Well, she posts on hers, had a great day with Norman, da 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 da, and I'm like, oh my god, like, do I have to repost something? Naturally, because I fucking reposted it with her name in it because I wanted to get some. Oh, what the hell? That's pissing on your Facebook. That's ridiculous.
But the ultimate question is, did you wind up getting her? Was it worth the piss?
Fuck no. God no. Do you want to know how this story ends?
Yes.
Me trying to catch a cab from Diamond Bar at midnight. 2 hours later at 2 a.m., the cab finally gets there. What the fuck?
Well, you're in Diamond Bar? Yeah, what are you doing with a cab in Diamond Bar?
There's no cabs in Diamond Bar, that's why it took 2 hours.
Guess what? I just discovered
Everyone's fucking rich in Diamond Bar, they got their own cars. They're like, oh, I got to the big loser to pick up in Diamond Bar. I'll take my time, he'll be waiting.
Right, that went from like Middle Eastern to Asian
to Korean dude. That was awesome. I was trying to incorporate all nationalities as cab drivers. I don't want to discriminate, you know?
Spanish también?
Please.
Mexicans in Diamond Bar.
Speaking of that, this guy asked me for directions to Diamond Bar one time. He was like, super Asian. We were at the In-N-Out on Grand.
What's super Asian?
Yeah, what's the difference between regular Asian and super Asian?
I'll get to it. So we're at In-N-Out. We're in Walnut on Grand. Okay, you go over Grand, you're in Diamond Bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right, so we're in line, and this guy taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and it's an Asian guy. And right away, you know he's not from America. Super Asian. And he goes...
You mean a fob?
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Diamond Bar? I go, what? At first, I don't know what the hell he was talking about. I go, what? Diamond Bar. What? The guy repeated himself like 5 times. And then I'm just staring at him, like, and my mind's going like, okay, Diamond Bar, Diamond Bar, what the fuck? Then I go, oh, Diamond Bar? Like, I won something. Diamond Bar? And he goes, yeah. Oh, go that way. Go over that street, you idiot. Oh, thank you. Super Asian. If he was speaking English, he would be regular Asian.
Okay.
To us.
So are you officially saying we're changing fobs to super Asian?
What's a fob? I don't even know.
But fob is highly offensive.
What's fresh a fob? No. Wow. Yeah, that's fucked.
Fresh off the boat?
That'd be F-O-R-F.
That's fucked up. F-O-R-B. I wouldn't say that.
Fob?
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, that's no good, man.
No, I like Super Asian.
Super Asian. Super
You're only saying that because you study with a Super Asian.
Oh, yeah, that's an Asian girl.
No, Asian boy. Asian boy from China.
But hey, I like Super Asian over fob. I'm not arguing that at all. At all. I think it's way better.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Awesome. So everybody, super Asians. Let's get this to catch on. Super Asian.
Yeah, that's not offensive. Not at all. It can't be, right?
Because
Superman?
If you go, hey, you're a super Asian,
I would feel pretty good about myself.
I would. Hey, super Italian, half Mexican guy. Thank you.
That doesn't work.
No, I'm sure
you'll find somebody that would get offended. I'm pretty positive.
Oh my god!
Something's being killed outside.
Dog.
I think we have a pig in the outside.
What is going on?
I think
out
a
there?
Pig's eating your dogs.
I got another discriminatory remark I want to make. You guys, I was cleaning this fucking room because it was a mess, right? I wanted to impress you guys. So
highly impressed by the
thank
way.
Thank you, thank you. My IKEA establishment here. So I ran out of time, and I texted Javier, and I'm like, hey. you know, we're supposed to be here at 8 o'clock, right?
The first
I'm like,
time
oh,
I'm on time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, can we must make this 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he said
I'm running the freeway, man. I'm
like, yeah, shit. Mind you, when he texts you that, he was in front of my house.
It's like 7:20.
No, we were leaving the gas station, getting on the freeway.
Oh, is that what happened?
All right. Yeah. Well, it was like 7.
We weren't on the freeway.
It was like 7:20, and I'm like, wow, this guy's on time. Must be excited to do this, you know? So and then I'm like, okay, what can I eliminate from my little routine here? I gotta finish cleaning the room. I gotta get the kids fed. I won't shower. So I didn't shower. Yeah, man. So I'm not showered. So when it leads to my discriminatory... I'm good. I'm talking too
can
much.
Can I just say your balls?
Yeah. You don't want to you don't want to go around there. So what I call it is a wet back shower. I pile on the deodorant. And I mask the stench. And you guys are none the wiser.
I won't lie to you. There, during the college days, it was Febreze. It was. I was like, clothes laying over a chair. Febreze, let's go. We're
college
good.
Days. What age was that?
That was 18, 19,
for like
20,
a few
21.
Weeks or what?
I was there for about 3 years.
Yeah, I've been on like the 10-year plan myself.
I was gonna say, what are you making fun of me for? Schman.
Well, really quick here, Norman. Norman is a hotshot movie guy. Not really, but he but in his head he is. No, this guy is—he's passionate about filmmaking and whatnot. He's made a few films. He's got this new Facebook page called The Hit List, and he's—I think he says he's breaking fucking trailers before anybody else, but it's probably not true.
No. I'm breaking it to people that are following it new.
Right.
Pretty much, I'm doing the hard work of going and exclusively.
And actually, for the 2 days that I've been friends with you on this, you put up quite a few things, and I'm like, wow, this guy's—he's—you know—he's really in it.
Do you watch him though?
Did I watch what?
The things.
Did you see the trailer though?
For did you watch it?
I
or
seen
are you just like you put it?
Matt
he
Damon
put it up,
one?
But
did
I
see
watch
that Matt
it?
Damon one?
Here's the problem. I'm always on my iPod using Facebook, right? And if I'm watching a video on there, the sound is bullshit, and I don't want to. I'd rather do it on the actual computer. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I don't get around to it. But I did watch the one with the dude from The Office. What is that, superhero?
Oh,
with Ellen Page.
Yeah, super. Just got the, I can give you a website where you can stream it and watch it for free. Sorry, Rainn Wilson. No, I see him on
oh, the whole movie, you mean?
Yes, the whole movie.
Is it good quality?
Fucking great quality.
You know what? Because you told me about letmewatchit.com. I went on there.
No, there's a few things that we
I looked at 5 different movies in the theater. There's one fucking movie I start watching, and first of all, they're all shitty looking.
Dude, you have to look at the
and
side.
And this girl gets up in the front of the camera and goes to the bathroom.
You have to look at the side. They give you DVD quality. If it's a camera, a little picture of a camera, it's a film. They give you the quality test.
Oh,
we
yeah?
watched Rango, by the way, great movie. And it was great quality. I watched Super today. Great quality again.
Is it a good movie?
It's fucking amazing.
No way.
Yeah.
Super
it's pretty much,
Asian or just Super?
Super 8, I think.
Just Super. 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 Ellen Page, awesome in it. Kevin Bacon. Kevin motherfucking Bacon is in it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking great film. Unbelievable.
We got an experienced actor in our hands.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm not a film guy.
Did you see though, I am posting up and I have my next Netflix film. I'm posting up cool films that are on Netflix
instant,
to check out.
Instant streaming.
Ip Man 2 is going
to
go up
one
there.
And two.
And one and two.
You, have
but
to, you can't watch two
I just
without
recently
one.
Post up, and I posted
I started watching that movie. It's fucking corny.
Oh, fuck you.
Yes,
which one?
Is.
One or two?
Was it Ip Man 2, whatever it's called?
It's Ip Man. It's Ip Man.
Ip Man?
Ip Man. Ip Man, if you really want to get technical with
why
it.
Is he called that?
Because he's just like...
He's fucking Chinese.
Just a man. Like, that's... He's, like, the humble of humblest
Ip Man?
Yeah.
Ip Man.
Ip Man?
His name is actually Man.
Yeah, just
the
Man.
Yip,
yeah,
because
just
they
used
the last name first. Yip.
Whatever.
Is his last name.
I don't care that much, but that movie is corny as shit.
Well, check out... I just put up today...
But it was actually a little entertaining.
You didn't... How about the fight scenes? That guy's
fucking
amazing.
Who was the fat guy that was on an American TV show? He's a fat...
I don't...
He's on that movie. He's a fat guy. He's, like, the guy in charge of everything.
American.
He's really fat.
Oh, that's number two. That's
yeah.
part two.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell he was.
What's
on.
His name? He was on an American TV show. Like he was like a cop. And he solved crimes and shit. And he hardly spoke any English. You know, it was ridiculous. I never seen it.
Is it a ripoff of this 50s one called Mr. Something? I don't know.
Dick, the movie you're talking about right now.
Yes.
The fat guy in it.
I don't know what the hell you're talking
whatever.
About.
Whatever. He's a big fat guy and he's good. He fights good. And
I can tell you right now, I can't see that guy getting his own television show in America.
He did have one.
It's not him.
Yes, it is.
I will fucking look it up right now.
I guarantee you.
Looking it up. Continue conversation.
Guarantee you.
Oh, look, Brendan Fraser's up.
Oh,
anyway.
Jesus.
Sorry, you guys lost me on movies.
Sorry.
But anyway, the point is, I just recently, you gotta check out The Nines, starring Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is, when I first saw him, was in, what is that one movie? Van Wilder. Thought it was pretty funny. Every single film he did after that, still fucking Van Wilder. I was like, this guy's a shitty ass actor. It's funny, but he's a shitty ass actor. Saw The Nines. For the first time, I was like, wow, like, this dude can fucking, he's better than
Is that Van the one with something with like a boat on a lake?
No.
And a gun?
No, what are you, is that the Amityville Horror? What the fuck?
No, that's a different movie.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Natalie's watching it on Netflix one day. I don't know what it was.
Jack Goes Boating?
I don't know.
Probably. Philip Seymour Hoffman? The fat blonde dude from Boogie Nights?
I know who that is. It might have been.
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, time to fucking prove you wrong.
How about RoboCop movie quotes?
No, can I tell
that's
you about...
That's about, like, the only movie that I could quote. Or, no, nah, I could
Can
quote
I tell you about
boy?
The time that me and this guy were digging at NoBets' backyard? And James goes into this whole... Dude, no. I read the Twilight series. I gotta fucking tell you, it's pretty good. He walked me through each fucking book.
Pow!
Wow, way to burn me on this fucking podcast, dude. Now I gotta defend myself.
Why are you asking me, Tyler?
Wait. To defend James, I've seen every single Twilight in theater with a girl.
Why are you winking at us when you say girl?
Because I mean boy. But, I mean, I'm just saying, in defense, I've seen them in theaters. I've had to fucking go.
Well, the movies are terrible. I'll tell you that. The movies are terrible.
I told you I met fucking, what's his name? Jacob at, I was doing this thing for Lionsgate, my job.
You mean you went to go to a signing and you were in line with all the girls?
No, he was this little. He was itty bitty.
All right, right. What's this little? Because people listening can see this little.
He was.
He put his hand 3 feet off the ground.
I think that sums it up. But go on with your defense of this movie.
Well, now that you brought it up, I have to, because people are gonna be like, "Oh, this Faye watched all that. You know, he read all the Twilight books." Or.
Yep. That's what guy's thinking right to the right of you.
So, my wife's sisters, you know, they all read them and they kept telling me, "You should read them." And I go, fuck no. I'm not reading those books. Every time I'd see them, you gotta read the books. Gotta read the books. Here, borrow it. No. No, no. For months, man. Maybe a year this went on. And I read this other book from Natalie's mom. Actually, a really good book called Rain of Gold. You heard of it?
No.
Great.
It wasn't by Oprah, was it?
It was on Oprah.
Fuck.
Hey, it's a very good book about Mexican culture and shit that happened with them. It's like two families, they track them both, it's like intertwining stories, whatever. Great book. Anyway, so then I return that book, they're like, here, take this one. And I'm
just,
like...
Hang on, I'm sorry. I'm assuming that that guy's name in the film is Fatso. Because there's no picture.
No.
What's his name on there?
Kent Jeng. His name is Fatso. The character's name is Fatso.
No, I think he means the other guy, like the main master dude that gets killed by the boxer dude.
Are you talking about that guy?
I didn't see the whole movie.
He's like walks up and he's like all ganged up and like, you know.
An IP man too?
Yeah.
He's the fat guy on the table that fought the fucking dude at the end at the end of the fight scene.
And then he goes,
you're a master.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
You know who I was thinking of? The fat guy who lived, who was his friend.
Nobody cares, man. No one knows the fucking movie.
No,
I never finished watching it.
I can goddamn guarantee you that there's a shitload of these listeners who, and by listeners, I mean all seven of them, who have seen IP Man 2. Ip Man.
I doubt it. Mm. Anyway, so they try to pawn this book off me for so long that finally I return that other book and they go, hey, take this one. Read it. Please read it. I'm like, all right. So, I read it when I'm taking a shit, right? The first time I crack the book open. And you know what? George Costanza does an episode on Seinfeld where, you know, you had the book in the bathroom with you. Well, we can't return it. Remember that episode?
I do. And I felt that same way.
You know what? But if you don't, I don't understand this whole thing. It's not dirty because you're just, you know, you're reading the book. You put it down. Then you wipe your ass. You don't ever touch the book with your dirty ass wiping hand.
Okay, let me ask you. Did you flush with the lid open?
No.
So it was closed when you flushed.
Are you talking about Martial Law?
No.
That's what he was on. I remember him from Martial Law.
Oh, a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Probably. I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, it's Martial Law. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
That's not him fucking solving mysteries.
What was this?
That's like fucking the Asian version of Walker, Texas Ranger.
What does Walker do? He solves crimes.
No, he yeah, but through his beard. I don't know. I mean,
but he saw.
I never watched the show. I don't remember. What the hell you want from me?
Okay. So,
anyway, so let me finish this goddamn topic and get over with this shit already. Right. So I crack the book open. I start reading it, and the first one is very, very feminine, right? But it's good. Okay, it's good.
I like how you're like. I should let you know it's feminine, but it's so good.
No, it's not so good.
It's so good.
It's good.
It must have been so good because you kept.
It's not so good.
You kept reading.
It's not so good. Well, because the storylines and the characters, she puts a whole different twist in the whole vampire thing. I'm not really into the whole vampire thing, but from what I knew about it, like, she just integrated different things about it. And so I was like, all right, okay, cool, fine. And, dude, I mean, it might be a chick thing, but there's fucking killing and you know, superpowers and shit going on. So, I mean, I got into it. I'm like, fine.
Of course.
So I kept reading along.
Is that the 20% of the female story that's going on, is the killing?
It's just the whole love thing, that's all. If you want some, take some. Fuck it. Sure, why not? He's holding a bottle of Jaeger you got out of the freezer with the beer.
Oh, this must be Javier's fucking raging. Oh.
So once you read the first two, right? I read the first two.
All right, by the way. All right. So,
I had to finish the other two. Right. End of the story. All right, I won't talk about it.
Keep going. Talking about raging.
So I read the first two, so I thought I'd finish
the
other two.
Between you and me.
So, are you fucking bleeding?
Am I?
Yeah, your mouth's all full of blood. What happened to you?
I don't know.
He smiled and his whole fucking mouth was all bloody.
Maybe too much cocaine.
We're talking about vampires and he's fucking bleeding at the mouth. Dude.
Go on. It'll heal itself.
What are those extra teeth coming out?
I'm not one of those people. You know what I'm talking about? The people that have that tooth on top?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. They're fucking cute. There's some cute girls with this.
No! They're like, hey, and they half smile, and they're like, you're cute, and they full smile, and it's like, oh my god. It's like having another fucking head on your neck. Just saying.
Hey, you can fix it. Nothing wrong. Little dental work can fix it.
Hey, you got it. This technology.
Yeah, if it's a cool girl, why not? She has fucking teeth. Pointing in all directions. Fuck.
Yeah. So what if? Okay. What if you meet the hottest chick you've ever seen? She's got a couple snaggle teeth hanging.
Oh,
out
Oh, I
mouth.
Have. And she had one toe longer than the other, and it freaked me the fuck
and
out.
And that was it for you?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Man.
Yeah. If I meet a girl, I don't
superficial
care.
Superficial asshole.
No. Not superficial. One, I have a fucking.
Let's clarify. This is not Javier speaking. This is Norman.
Yes. It is Norman. I have a fucking foot fetish.
Really?
I don't like fucking feet.
You're one of those, huh?
I don't like feet.
You know, that's always
you
been
mean,
creepy.
Wait, foot fetish. Isn't it a fetish when you like it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, not fetish.
So you're just terrified of feet.
A foot fetish means you like it.
No, then it's not a foot fetish.
Oh,
I'm not
man, that's a big fucking difference.
I'm not terrified of feet,
you're
but I do not like feet. If you have cute feet...
Who does like feet, though? That's what I'm getting
feet
to.
Feet fucking gross
the
me
people
out.
That have foot fetishes, I don't understand that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It seems
what the
creepy
fuck is
as
yeah,
shit
dude,
to me. And there's a lot of them out there.
Feet
a lot of dudes.
No, thanks. Yeah, it's not too, like, fun. Doesn't seem like it.
Wouldn't you rather have a breast fetish?
I do already. What do you mean you rather? Like, I've had it since I was two.
So, James?
What's appealing about the feet, though? I mean, the feet take the most damage out of the whole body, man. You're constantly on them. They get all fucking roughed up. And Javier's cracking beers over here, so don't be alarmed, everybody.
Well,
all seven of you.
We have 4 minutes left of this episode. And then
you're really looking at that clock, huh? I was just going to go with it. You know what?
Well, you know,
I thought we'd talk as long as we want, and I can edit it.
We'll see. We have to
and
do...
chop out the shit that wasn't...
We have to do an ending.
How do you mean an ending? You just
there's no fucking ending. People listening, there's no ending.
All you do is say, "Well, all right, that's it for this time. Catch you
exactly.
next time."
Exactly. And you can stop and make a new.
All right, corporate meeting.
I just don't want it all on the same track.
What does it matter? I can edit it. I can edit.
I'm trying to
and split shit into different tracks.
Break. Can you let me hustle this to get a goddamn cigarette break?
That's what it is.
Yeah,
dude, he's too much of a pussy to be a hey man. I need a cigarette break.
Right.
Let me talk around it and fucking convince. Just fucking ask the gentleman here.
Oh, this coming from the fucking guy who okay, you post that thing on Facebook, you're not a part of the Oddcast. He calls me, and goes, hey, I think James really thinks that like you're hurt by it, so go ahead and play. This guy.
Oh yeah, I wanted to turn the joke on you. That's what I wanted to do. I'm like, I told James, first off, fucking post this shit so you can get all her butt hurt. And then I called Mr. Belding over here. Yes. And I was like, hey, dick. So James posted that shit, don't get butt hurt, blah, blah, blah. Turn the tables on him, like, put something stupid, you know? Like, just go with it, you know? I'm telling you, it's a joke.
And my exact comment was, I'm not doing this for your amusement. But more gay.
Leave us.
Leave us.
Hey, by the way, the beers are done, man. They're going to freeze if we leave them in longer. They're pretty fucking cold.
They don't seem, I don't think they could be.
And that was a beer educational moment.
All I'm saying is you're in danger of ruining the whole batch if they freeze.
How many are left in there?
Are you going to be happy with that in your conscience?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to drink this one fast enough to get before it freezes.
Oh, God. Oh. Ooh.
That was a big-ass shot.
I know, I poured more than I was supposed to.
He gave us these frosted mugs I had in my freezer. It was a lot. It didn't look like a lot, but it was a lot.
You know what the funny part is? Watching Javier hold his two gigantic fingers going, ooh.
Javier just used the shot glass that my sister-in-law got me from New York, featuring from the Empire State Building, featuring King Kong sticking out of each side of the glass.
Wow. That's what it was.
Which sister-in-law would that be?
That'd be Erica.
Erica.
Oh, fuck. Haven't seen you,
Erica. If you're listening to this, haven't seen you in a long time. I'm putting you on blast, fucking speed. Not like fucking methamphetamine, but speed. Speed the card game soon.
Oh, I'm putting Erica on blast because it's taking it back a little bit. But sophomore year of high school, she had a friend.
When'd you graduate, Norm? When'd you graduate?
I know this story.
I don't know this story.
Fuck, what the fuck was her friend's name, though?
Doesn't matter. Her name was Regina.
She has a kid now.
Regina what?
She has a kid now, anyway. And I was trying to get... I was just trying to talk to her.
Norman was trying to fuck this girl.
Pretty much. So, at the time, I was part of the hurdle crew, which meant I got a free period off. All I had to do was come out and bring the hurdles out for the hurdle jumpers and walk off. It was awesome. Anyway, so at the time, this teacher, Miss McIntosh, gets hit in the neck with one of the discus from the discus throwers. So I go to that girl, Leslie is her name, and I go to her and I go, oh, that's kind of ironic. McIntosh getting hit with a disc. She like, Erica comes in and she's like,
yes!
Yes! Erica comes in and she's like, that's not funny at all. And walks away with Leslie. And I was like, no! Why?
You know what? I heard the story differently, I think, because now it's fucking amazingly brilliant. Erica, you should be ashamed of yourself. I was wrong. Basically, Norman's pissed off because you gave him a big C block.
Yes.
If you guys out there know what C block is, it means cock block.
You know what? But here's the thing, though. She has a kid now. I have a kid now. Could work. The Leslie. Actually, I haven't seen the Leslie chick.
What could work?
What the fuck? Leslie. You haven't spoken to the woman in how many years?
It's true. Actually, I never spoke to her.
Like, what? You're going
to
see in the street? Hey, you got a kid? I got a kid? Let's do this.
Javier and I were discussing this from, it goes, you, family. Javier, single, no family. Norman, in the middle, single.
Broken relationship.
No family.
Parents not kind together. Kind of
family. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
So we get a little bit of everything.
Pretty much, I'm covering the middle all bases here. For both of you.
You're just second base, that's all.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm third.
Yeah.
What am I?
You're first.
You're lead off. You don't have a girlfriend, so you're lead off. You can't do double dates yet.
Yeah.
I know. I don't.
So
even,
I actually, we were.
I kind of look forward to that because I don't hang out with James no more.
If I get a girlfriend,
no, that's the thing. Like if I hang out,
I think I'd be double dating with you.
If I get a girlfriend, I'll be seeing you more. James, I would see you a lot more because it's kind of weird if I come out like, you know, your girl doesn't really have nobody to hang out with and you know talk with.
Yeah, and the whole
I'll tell you who I'm not
real thing. I guess.
Who I'm not double dating with. Yeah.
Okay.
That shit is not happening.
Wow.
Sorry, folks. I would love to really get you in on this, but I assure you, I'm not. Oh, all right, yeah.
No. Let me put this out there. If this ever gets to the 10th show that people are asking for it, you have to share it with us.
I will agree. No, but we have just established that there are other guests going to be on the show. So if the fans want to know who I can't double date with.
If there are fans.
All seven of them.
All seven.
Please.
No, those are listeners. Are they fans? No.
They're probably trying to get the FCC on them. Like, oh, these guys.
How do I get these guys jumped? Yeah, I can't. That'll never happen. And it's, you know what? That whole situation really fucked me in the ass.
What?
It was like having a really good friend, and then, oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
And it kind of fucked things up, and it fucked things up royally.
I gotta tell you, man, there, it sucks when a dude gets a girl that's fucked, and then it ruins everything. Yeah. It's happened to me quite a few times.
And it's like, how do you tell your friend without, like, well, this asshole here will straight
you
up.
You can't.
Yeah, well, no, he'll no, tell me no, straight
up,
no.
If I've got a fucked up girl, like, I'm talking a bitch, I'm pretty positive Javi will fucking, and Javi knows I'll get pissed off at him, but he'll tell me straight up.
I'm a pretty honest guy, and if I see something, I don't care if you don't like me after, but I just have to tell you, you know?
In fact,
and some people just appreciate it, and some people don't like me for it.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. There's a situation going on this weekend that is very fucking fucked up.
Very.
Very fucked up. And the last person that I went to advice for was Javi, simply because I knew he was going to give it to me straight.
And that's why you made him last?
Honestly,
because you're fearing of what he's going to say to
you. Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear the truth. You want to hear someone that's going to kiss your ass, right?
Exactly.
Someone that's going to jack you off and
so
make
when
you
I
feel
finally
good,
talked
yeah, no.
to Chiselface here.
Chiselface 5J Javier.
Chiselface of course.
No, five, give him all the give him 5J, AKA 5J.
5J Chiselface. This all goes to Adrian.
Yeah.
Dedicates this to Adrian, funk. Walter and AJ.
Give him the funk.
Funk. Funt, by the way, is P-H-U-U-U-M-P-H. It's a sound. It goes for everything. So, for example, were you drinking last night? Yeah, I funted it up. Did you bone a girl?
I hate it already. I hate it already.
Oh, you are such a douche. You don't know it.
I
anyway.
Fumped it up? No, that fump. Doesn't work for me.
Did you
fump. It's fump. It's yeah. Not fump.
It's not fump. Fump. You gotta make the sound.
It's the horn sound.
I'm gonna press pause for like a few minutes. I gotta piss. You
we'll
gotta smoke.
We'll be back.
I'll be right back.
Javier is falling on the fucking floor. Laughter. Did James?
What
mom,
did you do?
Mom, see? Oh my God! James's mom saw your penis. Oh Jesus!
Ooh. Swear to God.
There you go.
Swear to God.
Oh Jesus!
Okay.
Okay. I can't believe.
So I'm just. I... That's exactly what happened. So, hold on.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Live, folks. Live.
What the fuck? Okay. I stepped out.
I saw you pissing.
Okay.
And like an idiot, he's facing the other house instead of facing the back fence.
Okay. I step out for a little bit, right? I start taking a piss. I'm not paying attention. Taking a piss. Dog comes over. I'm still taking a piss. And then I hear a voice like, hey, come here. I'm just like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Turns out James' mom is sitting on the porch.
Oh, God.
And I'm facing full stream facing the porch as well. So, yeah. I think your mother just seen my penis.
Okay, so, really, yes. James, how do you feel about Javier?
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean it.
I don't even know how to.
You walk out there right now, your mom's gonna be standing there.
Dude, let me tell you and whoever's listening, if you ever come to my place, piss towards the fence. We're back. It's been like a fucking second for you, but like 40 minutes for us. We had a beer run. We were drinking Dos Equis. We're on the last Dos Equis now. We're gonna crack open the Fat Tire. That's one of my favorites at the present time. I go in beer phases. I get hooked on one kind of beer for a while, and then I get out.
I just want to let everybody know that that I was surprised at the counter where we had to give back the gummy bears because I didn't have enough money.
Yeah, Javier made an impulse buy, and that's why they do that shit, because it's an impulse buy. And when you're at the end of the fucking register, here's all the candy,
dude,
all
they
the
were
chips,
looking at me. They were telling me to buy them.
And Javier throws the fucking gummy bears up there. Norman's paying, by the way, and he's gonna cover them back later. But he goes, hey, Norman, spot me gummy bears. Throw them up there. Here comes the total. Norman's like $2 short.
$1 too
Can
much.
Can we take the gummy bears off, and please?
I was a
And Javier's sad face is all I can see.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed. They look pretty delicious.
So, and actually, we're back and we're taking a shot of Don Julio.
Oh,
and we're
yeah.
gonna say, here's to those gummy bears.
Can we just let them
and
know
macho,
that we're
and
celebrating
Man.
The fact that this is the first time we are doing this?
Yeah.
First time together
Friday night.
Actually doing this?
Friday night. Yeah. Danger hour.
Danger hour.
You know what? I feel like we're bringing a sense of you know, there's other podcasts, oddcast, if you will, out there. But I feel like, what do you have? Like 100 people that you have on your friends list?
Not even that, man. Probably like...
Javi's got a lot. 60. I have a lot. Those people have a lot.
Yeah, they probably won't even listen to it, though.
Probably
yeah,
not.
Probably
I'm
not.
Just saying,
and the more we keep on talking, the faster the shot's going to evaporate, because you know that's about to happen. Especially be gone if you keep on talking. How about we take the shot, and you may continue. Salud.
And come closer to the mic, if you will, Norman.
Don't tell
All
me.
All right.
How to live my life.
Here's to the gummy bear, huh?
The gummy bears. They never work.
Oh, sorry, soldiers. Mm. Oh, God, this smells horrible.
Quite delicious. Pussies.
Oh. Well now. That was horrendous.
He said pussy, but he took a chaser after too.
I know.
Yeah, to let the listening audience know what my chaser was.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, like I said.
Yeah, it's a beer. It's not like I took.
But we haven't even got to the fat tire yet, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 12.
So,
we got 12 all right. More.
So, since Javier has said, don't talk about movies because I don't know movies, you know what?
I don't.
I was playing outside when you guys were inside watching movies.
We were
watching some of the best movies of all time.
I got the hiccups, by the way. I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
RoboCop?
I know you
missed
RoboCop.
Out on the
I know
Power
RoboCop.
Rangers series?
That's fine. I'm glad I did.
I think everybody can.
I'm glad
you
I
missed
did.
Out on all the awesome cartoons. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
No.
Doug.
Tom
Rocco's
and,
Mama.
Tom and Jerry. That's it. That's all I need.
I will fucking see
I only
here
need
and tell
Tom
you.
And Jerry. You can listen. You can watch all your Tiny
you.
Toons
I will
bullshit.
Tell you. When you get home from a night of partying, if there's one thing to fucking throw on... It's Tom and Jerry.
Or Grandma's Boy.
But I will say...
I never got into Grandma's Boy.
I tried it.
It was
Why?
Fucking retarded.
The problem is...
I told my cousin after 20 minutes, that's it, man. I can't take it no more. Turn this shit off.
Wow, that's
You're
a
sophisticated movie watcher.
That's a little...
It was very lowbrow for me.
That's a little excessive,
Very lowbrow for me. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it.
No. Did you...
Should I give it another shot? Is that
hang
what you're
on,
saying?
Yeah.
Give it another shot.
Yeah, give it another shot.
Maybe,
no,
I, was,
wait,
maybe
no,
I was in a weird
no,
moment
no,
at that.
Give it another shot. That's it. That's
yes.
our dance. Give
so
it another
you haven't
shot.
Even watched the entire movie?
No.
This yeah. is just like that no. scene.
I saw the I am a robot thing.
This
I'm
is
a
like,
robot
this,
vagina.
You know what this is like? This is like that episode of Family Guy where Peter's like, I couldn't watch it. And Chris is like, you didn't watch the entire movie? Well, you couldn't make it. Exactly the same thing. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
about.
You gotta watch the whole thing, dude. Then you can talk
that judgment.
You can talk down on it as much as you want after you watch the whole
thing. But I'll say this. There's some movies where I'm watching it and I don't like it, but I'm already invested, so I'm gonna finish it. I couldn't do it with
Such
this
as?
One. And there's some movies that are so fucking bad, I'll turn them off after 20 minutes.
That
because
was,
I don't want to go on with it.
Grandma's Boy was one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that was
obviously.
One of them, I'll be honest with you.
You know what? Give it a chance.
Try it.
All right, I will.
It is pretty like stupid humor, but come on.
It's you know what it is. It's stoner. If you're not a stoner, you don't get it, right?
No.
If you weren't a stoner in one time in your life, because a lot of people that are stoners will say that's a fucking great movie.
Every stoner says it's a great movie.
I don't get it, man. I gotta okay. I'll watch it again for you guys.
Yeah, you should.
And we'll report back.
I think
here.
If you were drunk, you would.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
same way.
In some type of altered state, you'll enjoy the movie.
All right. So I was completely sober, so that's not the way to go.
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Forgiven. I'll try it, and I'll for your guys' sake, and I'll get back to you.
Nice.
Cool. Oh, my ass cheek just vibrated.
All right. Back to my notebook.
Oh, man.
No,
too bad.
Not your notebook.
Yeah, my notebook. You guys got anything written down?
You mean our notebook.
You got nothing. Yeah, our notebook, and you've got all your shit in your head, so that is nothing for us. because I'm sure you don't remember most of it. So here's a topic I told you guys to think about real long and hard. I've already brought it up, and you said you got nothing.
And you should let the audience know who has nothing.
Javier, sorry. Yeah, I'm not thinking about the audio aspect still. I'm looking at you and saying,
no.
Yeah, the audience knows you got nothing, and they don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, they don't know who you is.
Okay. Well, I asked these idiots yesterday, because this was, by the way, this was the very last minute. I posted something on Facebook as a complete fucking joke.
Should we even give them a time that I responded? Because I could look that up while you speak.
No, it's not necessary. I posted on Facebook after listening to, actually, sorry, Norman, the Joe Rogan Experience. I started enjoying it and getting invested in the whole thing. And I said to myself, hey, that'd be funny if I did a podcast. And I did it as a joke on the Facebook. Hey, I'm taking open casting calls for a Facebook podcast, whatever it was.
I like how you say and the Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook.
And like... And to my surprise, like, fucking 7 people hit me up. I'll do it. And I was like, wow, it was a fucking joke. So then I went on with it, like, hey, you know, I was joking.
Were you surprised, though, that I hit you up? Or did you expect that I would hit you up?
I would expect you to. Actually, you know what? I didn't think about it. Like I said, it was a silly-ass fucking post. I never expected anyone to hit me up. But when you did, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I was surprised when you hit me up. Yeah. I was surprised when
I hit you up. That's why I was just like, what the fuck?
I was surprised when when this dude Ivan hit me up and this girl Patty. I was surprised about both of those people. I never expected it. And I didn't think they would want to come on and bullshit about, you know,
bullshit.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's cool, man. So, anyways, long story short. You guys actually, I saw you a few days ago. I was hanging out with a mutual friend. And I seen you guys pass by, same neighborhood. And you fucking, hey. Podcast on Friday?
Me?
It's like, what?
Was that Norm or was that me?
I think it was you. And you went in with it too. Yeah, let's do it.
We're down.
So I'm like,
it was
really?
On Wednesday. It was on Wednesday. Yeah, this Wednesday. Nah, 2 days ago.
No, it was Tuesday.
It
was Tuesday.
Yeah, you should know better.
And you guys are like, yeah. So I was surprised. And then next thing you know, like, I didn't really think too much about it. And yesterday you hit me up. Hey, Podcast Friday. And I'm like, are you fucking, like, really? You guys want to do it? Yeah. I'm like, well, let's do it. And here we are. So yesterday I told you idiots to write down some topics to talk about. I didn't, you know, you, Javier, said let's write down our topics and not tell each other and just do it surprisingly on the air.
Mm-hmm. It'll still be, I'll tell you this much, I didn't write it down, but I could think something up in the next couple minutes.
I just want to let the folks know that we're running off one mic. We're going to change it soon.
We're very close to each other. We're very friendly. We're almost touching.
Literally.
Yeah. Touching our you-know-whats together.
I won't lie to the audience. So I did take a 2-minute break to go eat Tostitos chips. They were delicious.
Yeah, if you didn't hear Mr. Bertolino over here.
Crunching over here.
Yeah, he was crunching
I'm
it
sure
up.
I'm sure it's a very sensitive
mic. But I'm back.
Mic.
Don't worry. I'm chubby, so I will be continually taking chip breaks.
It's a sensitive mic. I'm sure they heard you crunching over there, you fatty.
Really? Because you
So anyways, one of the things I said was if you have a topic that requires a lot of thinking about, bring it up, you know, text me right away. And that was yesterday. You guys did not do anything for me. But I text you something, and it was your most embarrassing or humiliating story involving you.
All right.
So you got it, right?
Wait. Let's clarify. Like, involving me, like something happening to me? Or...
Right.
Wow. I got something a good one.
Your most embarrassing story you can think of. What's happened to you?
Yeah. All
right, you think about it.
I will go first.
Go for it. You got
it. It is junior year at high school, and hopefully the people that were in that class are listening to this podcast because they will know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's junior year. It's Mrs. Reese's class at Wilson High School. Glenn A. Wilson High School.
Glenn A. Wilson High School. The same high school Fernie went to from the Black Eyed Peas.
Fernie, yes. From the Black Eyed Peas. We just want to throw that out there.
And some basketball player from like the 70s or 80s. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, for reals. Yeah, look
Kareem Abdul.
And some dude that does the voice of Spider-Man on the animated series. I know that.
And there's some Asian dude that came out.
Was the guy that played...
He did a bunch of stuff.
That guy played fucking, what's it called? Greg Brady in the Brady Bunch movies.
No, really? No, yeah, he's young. Did. He's young.
No, the guy who played the Spider-Man voice is the same voice as Greg Brady.
No, the Spider-Man voice of now, like, it's not the, I don't think it's the original Spider-Man series. Like,
oh, the, like, well, I don't know the new
voice. Yeah, I don't know who he is. Yeah, anyway, carry on. Sorry.
So, yeah. So, next thing you know, the fuck am I talking about? I'm sorry. Javier now is taking a fat boy chip break.
All right, just okay. One more time. One more interruption for the audience. I'm the only one wearing headphones because I've only got one pair of headphones, and I can hear the fucking cracks of chips in the microphone. Try it again. Here we go. Listen. I'm talking about a chip. Listen. Here he goes.
Oh, great.
He just dropped it.
I know.
Here we go. Dead air space. It's like a commercial.
I know.
All right. Enough of that. Go ahead.
All right.
Junior Reese's class.
So we're doing these debates. And so there was like four teams. And I'm on one team. And one of my best friend, Albert Lamb, is on the next team. And I wanted to go against him because, one, he's my best friend. That would be the best part. So my team wins the debate. We crush his other team. I don't remember those losers. So Albert's team goes up, and they crush the other team, and she declares them the winners, meaning Albert's team and my team will go in the finals. I jump him up in my chair. Yeah! Pause. Mid-air. Not to my knowledge. I didn't know the chair I was currently sitting on had no screws attached to the metal legs of it. In fact, it was held together by dry green paint. I jump in the air. Yeah! And you could imagine as soon as I come down on that chair, the legs go boosh. I fall on the floor, bah, laid out. And I'm there for about 20 seconds. Like,
20 seconds is a long time.
I know.
I hear laughing,
and in my head I'm thinking, this just ruined the rest of high school life for me. I broke a chair in class. I get up.
Were people laughing though?
Yes. Oh, I look at the chair and I immediately yell. If anybody's seen fucking Shallow Hal, they'll get this. You need to get the ends welded shut.
I never seen. Yeah. Well, I seen it a long time ago. So yeah, well,
it was a horrible experience.
That was a miss.
I broke a chair in fucking high school.
Really, that's your most embarrassing story ever? Ever?
High school.
Ever?
Yes.
That's not horrible. That's not that much, man. I got you beat big time.
You want me to go first, or you want me to go first? I think you saw me.
You got it now?
No, I think I got it.
Well, okay. Wait.
It was junior high, and some girl punched me in the stomach. Do you know that one? I don't really remember details. Do you remember that?
What was her name?
Heidi, I believe. No, yeah, it was Heidi. Remember
Heidi?
That?
Heidi?
Yeah.
I know Heidi.
Yeah, and I remember, like, it was, like, lunchtime or whatever, and I forgot what was going on, and I don't know, I must have said something, but I remember she punched me in the stomach, and, like, I lost my breath, and I was just, like, fucking done.
You lost your breath?
Yeah, I lost my
breath. Did you go down?
Semi went down, but it was just kind of like...
He was like hunched over?
Yeah, like it was just like, fuck, dude. Like, you know, it's a bunch of 10, 11-year-old kids, so everybody's judging each other at that point, like for everything, you know, that you do.
So how did you feel?
I wanted to punch her back, dude, but then I'm just like, you know what, awesome. Dude? Yeah, like, you know what, dude?
Crack!
Oh. Yeah, like, that would have taught her good. And I'm like, you know what? I guess I was raised pretty strict, and yeah, you don't hit a woman, but... Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. I guess it's not too bad, but yeah, everybody was there, lunchtime. It wasn't cool. I guess that's my most embarrassing.
Wow.
Yeah, but I want to fucking punch her in the face.
Yeah.
Heidi, if you're listening, you're going to get fucked up. Don't think I forgot. I'm just messing with you, though.
Oh, I thought, you know, you grew up and to be a man and stuff. Oh, speaking of that, mm-hmm. Speaking of being a man. I thought about this earlier. I don't feel like when they say, like, you know, a man, that feels weird to me. Like, yeah. I'm a man. Right? You feel the same way? Like, I was in a store one day and this kid, like, grabbed something the kid grabbed something and the mom said, oh, no, that belongs to the man. And I'm like, wow, I'm considered a fucking man now? And it might sound stupid to most people, but yeah, I'm 27, and I guess, yeah, I'm a man starting at, 18? But I don't feel like I'm a man. Like, I see my dad, yeah, he's a man.
Right? I agree.
Yeah? I feel like, I don't know, like, I don't feel like I'm a man. It's weird. It's weird. Like, when is the point where you feel like you're a man?
That's the definition of a man, like...
I guess it's just, you know, it's just fucking age. You're a man now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like, I feel like a young kid.
You're like a little boy in a man's body.
In my
body.
Head, I still feel like a young dude, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm not a man.
I agree with this a lot.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I thought I was alone in this.
No, I feel 100% on that.
I think I'll be 60 years old and still be like a little 8-year-old kid in my body. And you could grow up, but I think a lot of the adults, like, they forget about what it is to be young, and it's just like, you've been there before, like, don't forget about it. Like,
and now you bring up another point I want to come across. You say when you get old, you know, when you get old, do you look at old chicks and think they're hot?
Of course you do.
Oh, dude, that's
weird though,
I'm not gonna lie. You know what? I'm attracted to females right now, and it's not gonna change. I'll be 80 years old and probably still be attracted to it.
To 80-year-old broads. Think about that.
No, not 80-year-old broads.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So when you get older, you're saying like, so.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is, okay, I'm 27. Right now, 27-year-olds are hot, but so are 20-year-olds, right? They're hotter.
And then,
when you get to be 50 or 60, are you looking at 60-year-old broads and saying, oh, she's hot?
This is what I've told myself from now until, it doesn't matter what age I'm at, my ages are going from 18 to 42.
What do you mean?
For example.
So you could be 90 and you're going from 18 to 42.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
What do you mean?
So for example, I'm 26 right now.
Yeah.
If you're 18... ladies and gentlemen, I'm polishing back my eyebrows.
He licked his finger and polished his eyebrow.
No. Let the audience know if you're 18 between 42.
I'm coming for you.
There you go.
Oh, between 18 and 42.
Yeah.
So if you're 18 years old and you're 42.
42 is no good, bro.
No, have you seen some 42-year-olds?
Yeah, I've seen some 40-year-olds. Not most 42-year-olds.
Some are not bad. I'll be choosing.
Some.
Yeah, okay, fine. But
obviously, when I get to the 42-year-old,
you got to be picky, though,
exactly.
Man. You got to say 18 to 30.
I'm gonna say 42.
42 is a big
look.
Fucking
when I get
margin.
To 42, I become picky. But while I'm at the 18 area, if you're just like, I want to go see something, hi, I'll pick you up.
I personally don't date girls that are under 21.
Yeah, but that's my next question.
Yeah.
Right now, you're 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're 27, right?
27, yes.
Okay, so am I. If you see an 18-year-old, aren't they too young?
No, yeah, definitely.
Well,
looks-wise, you definitely date them. You just like you see them, and then you start talking to them, and you're just like, wow, you got a lot of growing up to do.
Yeah,
But
you got to have some kind of morals.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And you're going to be like, oh, man, she's 18. It's weird. I've known 18-year-olds, like you're fucking, like, you're young. Like,
you're still
like a young sister to me. Like, yeah. You're young. I cannot see, I mean, you're attractive, but I cannot see anything happening physically between you and I.
Yeah.
See, and there were, after I boned
them. I don't
think
you agree with me. I think you're the opposite, right? Like,
after I bone them, and I go, and they're like.
After I take advantage of them, I don't feel bad at all.
Yeah. Let's rephrase that.
After I've had sex with them, and I then dive into a relationship.
After you stole their innocence,
I shouldn't have done that, possibly. Like.
No, I don't think so.
Here's the thing, though. I will judge every situation differently. For example, if you're 18 and you're a total, like, whore bag, and by that I mean, let's get some booze, smoke some weed. At that point, I'm like, you've already fucked. Me getting in this? I'm like sixth in line. Thank you, Javier. At that point, I'm jumping in. But now, if you're like a super nerd girl, who if I even try to kiss and you're like super shy, yeah, dude, I'm not going to do that.
So you're saying if a girl exploits herself, you'll be more than happy to exploit her also.
Yeah. He investigates first if it's... what? You make an educated guess, kind of, I guess.
You're either new or you've done this before. And I refuse to, 18-year-old, I refuse to take a nerdy girl like or a new girl. I refuse to be that guy.
Yeah, but if there's a girl that's 18 and she's giving up so easily, that means something's wrong with her, right?
Probably. Something's that's not my problem. Wrong. Guess what?
I'm not her boyfriend. No, there's not dude, because most, I believe, I'm not a fucking expert or anything, but I believe... most kids in high school, that's when they start experimenting, you know, like sex, drugs, whatever, like the 16, 17, 18-year-old age.
Okay,
so but don't they
experiment with other 16, 17, 18-year-olds?
Yeah.
Not you, your 27-year-old asshole?
Not me. No, I wouldn't do that.
our gentleman.
You just said.
No. Our chip gentleman that stepped off for chipping it up. He's the one that's all for it. 18-year-olds? No, it's just like, I have met some attractive 18-year-olds, but once you start talking to them, it's just whole different like ballpark of what you guys agree on, what's important to you in that time of life. 18, you care about partying, buying new clothes, who has a nice car, who has the rims.
Again, in my defense, you made me sound the creep.
No, you do sound like a creep. Yeah, you do sound like a huge creep. But yeah, like you.
Right now, the audience is loving me because I'm the voice of reason, and I got morals and shit.
Yeah,
but every guy out there is going, that's right. I mean, if she was giving up it already.
It's just a whole different.
I gave my morals up a long time ago, Beers.
Honestly, I would have a hard time dating a girl that's under 25 years old.
Just simply fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Not dating. I get you, you know. But like for me, it's like, for me, dating a girl is, if you're under 25 years old, you probably have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Chug that
and
shit.
Even though, you know, 18-year-olds, even worse.
Exactly. It's because she's worse. 18 and she has nothing, she has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, nothing.
Aren't you like the fucking devil taking advantage of her?
Yes.
Thank you. Norman, you're burning in hell.
No, hold on. Is it wrong to be the devil? Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. If you're totally, you know what? If you're doing that and you're totally okay with it, I'm not gonna look at you badly if you feel it's correct. It's not my type of thing, but if you're doing it and you feel it's cool, then so be it. You know?
Okay, whatever. Fine. Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, so be it. Whatever. I'm not gonna look at you badly.
I jump ship super quick.
So for all you gentlemen that like the 18 and 19 year olds, and go right ahead, I'm not gonna talk bad about you, but I wouldn't do it myself.
Right on.
Chip right back.
Fellas, I am going to go ahead and disagree with Javier. I got your back.
Okay, well, anyways, back to our... Wait, you ready for your next one?
No, did you do your most embarrassing moment?
I didn't. I'm
yeah.
Why I'm are we, ready to. Why, okay, why you, are we okay. I'll check it out.
Why are we moving on?
I already cracked my first fat tire. You haven't cracked shit. So while I'm talking, you guys finish your drinks, like little homos you are, and then we'll get back online. Back on track. Actually, I thought about this category, and I thought it'd be a good one, but you guys brought really nothing to the conversation. A fucking girl punched you in the stomach, and you fell down in a chair. Big deal, right?
Hey, sorry, man. Not too many. I can't think of any. I can think of other embarrassing moments.
There's got to be something bigger than that.
Well, I can think about embarrassing moments that I was in, but the embarrassing part wasn't on me. It was on the person that I was looking at or was around.
Well, that wasn't the topic, so... Another day, I guess,
you can bring up
that
story.
So this topic for me is, there you go. I got two of them, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. It was horrible for me.
Can you pick the one that you feel is,
I'll tell you both of them.
No, the one that's worse,
I think they're both worth hearing.
They're equal?
Oh, yeah, no, I'll save the worst one for last.
Yeah, save the worst one for last.
So the first one. I'm a young kid. I think I'm middle school. I can hear all the chip grabbing and crunching and shit. You guys are horrible. They're like 10 feet away. I can still hear everything. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways, I'm a young kid. I'm in like middle school, right? So my mom takes us to Jack in the Box. And we're in the drive-thru. She orders what she wants. I'm craving a fucking juicy ass fatty ass burger. So I ordered the double ultimate bacon ultimate cheeseburger, whatever it is.
Yeah, straight up the Fat Boy burger. Yeah,
it's Fat Boy burger.
It's awesome.
It's this thing's got two patties, it's got shitloads of cheese and bacon on top of it all, right? So I order that one.
I know where we're going.
I'm cash.
I do.
So I order that. We get all our food in the drive-thru. We drive away, and we're driving on the way home, and I open the bag. I look at my sandwich. I got a feeling something's wrong, right? So I open it up. There's no fucking bacon in my sandwich. And that's why you order the bacon ultimate cheeseburger. If I wanted a fucking burger with no bacon, I would have ordered the regular ultimate cheeseburger. But
you
no.
Fucking angry about
I
this.
Ordered the bacon
no, that,
ultimate
that's,
cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's something to get angry about. That's one thing.
Thank you. I'm a young kid, you know, I get more pissed off. So I tell her, hey, I got no bacon in my burger. And my mom, God bless her, she just busts a bitch, goes right back on the street, right back to the restaurant, right? And she pulls in. And this is in Hacienda Heights, and this is where, like, you know, right there on Gale. No, not Gale. Hacienda.
Yeah, Hacienda and Gale.
Right, Hacienda and Gale. And there's, like, a bunch of restaurants next to each other, and right before the 60 freeway. So we pull in.
Oh!
We pull in and walk in.
Oh, sorry, audience. Javier, like, pulled in to get closer. Need me, but need me in the most sensitive spot possible.
Your balls?
No!
I think your beard grew a little bit.
I want to be.
Anyway.
Proceed.
I walk into the restaurant, and it's empty. There's no one at the counter. I walk straight up. And look at the guy, and the guy happens to be some dude that went to high school with us, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He was a year older
than us. Wait, is it the same fucking guy that got all mad about the rape thing?
No.
Oh,
no,
that would have been awesome.
No, that guy was totally different. Totally different guy.
I'm going to rape your fucking double big patty cheeseburger thing.
This guy was a year, I think he was a year older than us. Or me and Javier, by the way, because you're younger than us. Mm. And I didn't really talk to him, but I knew who he was, and I'm sure he knew who I was. So that was fucking embarrassing. The guy works, you know what I mean? He works there. He went to high school with us.
So were you in high school or out of high school at this point?
Did I say high school? Mm-hmm. I said junior high in the beginning of the story. It was high school. It was high school. I think it was a freshman or a sophomore,
I think you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. So I put the bag down on the counter.
I believe you're not lying, but your credibility
went down a little bit. I thought it was middle school, but now that I know who the guy was, it was high school.
Because
I didn't know him in middle school.
Were you in high school at the time?
Yes.
What grade?
I told you, freshman or sophomore.
Oh, okay, so he's
senior or graduated?
No, he's a year older.
Junior.
He's a sophomore or a junior.
Okay. That should be embarrassing.
It's embarrassing because I know the guy.
Not for him. He's a junior.
But for me, it is because I got this weird thing where I don't want
to
deal with no.
Well, we haven't got to the embarrassing part. Continue with the story. Okay, you're still talking.
Stop interrupting, you assholes. So I put the bag on the counter and I go, hey, you know what? I didn't get bacon on my burger. And he looks at me, and he looks at me with these fucking eyes, dude. These eyes were judging me. And he goes, what? And I'm like thinking, what are you, an idiot? I just told you. And I go, so I tell him again. I'm like, I ordered this burger with, bacon. It didn't come with bacon. And he looks at me again with these, like, these weird, like, he's focusing on me, like he can't understand what I'm telling. Like, I'm speaking a fucking different language. What do you
Swahili
mean?
Is it
what?
Something?
And I go, and then I get pissed off at this point. I'm like, listen, man, I ordered a bacon. I get louder. I ordered a bacon ultimate cheeseburger. I don't have any bacon on my cheeseburger. Can you put some bacon on it? And he looks at me and he pauses for like 2 seconds and he's just staring at me. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is going on? And he goes, dude, are you on drugs?
What?
And I go, that's exactly what I said. Like, in my head, I'm like, what? And I'm like, I look at him and I just have this weird expression on my face. Like, what are you fucking talking about? And he keeps looking at me and he goes, dude, this is Burger King.
Wow, that is.
My mom took me to fucking Burger King, which is right next door to Jack in the Box. She pulled in the wrong parking
that
lot.
That is embarrassing.
And I'm so fucking dumb, I don't recognize what restaurant I'm walking into. I just throw my Jack in the Box bag on the counter at Burger King and say, I want more bacon in my fucking burger.
That,
dude, once he said that, I'm like,
wow.
Once he said, dude, this is Burger King, I'm like, oh, shit.
That, yeah.
I look around, I'm like, this is fucking Burger King. I walk straight out. I go in the car, and I'm like, and she's like, oh, did you get it done? I go, Mom, I'm yelling at her. And she's like, what? This is Burger King! And I'm yelling, and she goes, she looks like, pause for, she's like, puzzled? Then she just starts fucking laughing her ass off, dude. And I'm so mad, but then I couldn't help but laugh.
I believe a toast is in order for that.
That is quite embarrassing. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not the most embarrassing story, what is, Mr. Enriquez?
I'll tell you what is my next one.
Go on.
Yeah. I find it impossible to beat.
I think it tops it. Wow, I really think it does. All right, so me and my wife, we went to a Frames concert. You know what the Frames are?
No.
They're an Irish band. Recently, you might know them from the movie called Once. Mm. You know the movie?
No.
You're the film guy.
I know.
All right. Well, it's a very indie movie. It's about it's kind of a musical, I guess, but it's not really. It's like it's about a dude that, you know, he plays a guitar on the street and he tries to make it and he meets this girl. She plays piano and anyways they wanna. It's kind of like a romantic thing, yeah, but not really.
Far, it's called August Rush, but whatever.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
No.
We'll continue with the funny story.
Anyways, well, this is important. So so they became the Swell Season. This girl and the guy, they actually toured for real in real life. They went on tour and they played a bunch of shit, fucking a bunch of shows. So we saw them a couple times. My wife loves them, right? And they're really awesome, really awesome. And then they broke up, and the guy went back to his Frames band, the original band he was in, and some of the Frames were in the actual other band because they're a great band, dude. And anyway, so
I'll look them up. I'm definitely.
Yeah, you should. The Frames. If you like.
Throwing up on the hot list.
If you like,
list.
Oh, fine, yeah, I will.
Please do.
The hit list. If you like.
Ding, 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 plug.
That was a plug.
Shameless plug number three. So if you like, it's like kind of folky, you know, like a little bit of rocky, but this dude, he can sing and he's got heart and passion. It's awesome, dude. You gotta hear it. Anyway, so he goes off back to his other band and he's playing, and my wife goes like, oh, since the other band broke up, I want to see the Frames. And I'm like, cool. So we go see them at, what's that fucking place called?
I saw a post
The Avalon. You've been there before? The Avalon?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The Avalon's cool because it's small and you get to see bands and it's intimate. And speaking of that, I will never go to another fucking arena concert. Never again.
Never again.
The last one I went to, I got jaded. My cousin took me to the Muse, right? We were in the Hollywood Bowl. We sat in the last row possible. These people look like fucking tiny ants, and it was ridiculous. I was watching the screen the whole time. I might as well rent the goddamn DVD, like, you know, and watch the concert. You know, it's stupid. Not that I want to, you know, not. I mean, me personally, I want to be up there watching everything. I don't want to just fucking listen to it. So after that incident, I mean, the Muse was great live, awesome live. The guitarist is probably the best lead singer.
I'm seeing them at LA Rise.
LA Rise, you asshole.
Thank you very much, Patty Seha. I appreciate
Shameless
that. Shameless plug number one. I got your beers that night. Don't worry.
So, they're awesome, dude.
Stay out!
Matt Bellamy is the singer of Muse, and he's the lead guitarist, and he's probably the best guitarist I've ever seen in my life.
I've heard they do some amazing shows.
Don't get all pissed off, people. Best guitarist ever. Yeah. That I've seen personally live, he takes the cake. He's fucking awesome.
Even over Dave?
Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
A guitarist?
Dave's a good drummer.
He's a good guitarist, but this guy's a lead. He's oh, fuck. This guy made his own guitar. He built it himself. He put an electronics thing in there. And when he's playing, you hear those weird sounds that he makes? That's the fucking guitar he made. He starts like playing in like, it's like a digital touchpad. And it starts going like all these weird ass noises and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this guy jumps around the stage. He's dancing, throws it all over the place.
Yeah,
he's twirling around
cannot,
and he's playing. He doesn't miss a fucking note.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Muse, dude, is the CD that you hear, but better because it's live. You know, just the sound of the live music. I don't know how the sound is in the Coliseum, but man, at the Hollywood Bowl, it's awesome.
Oh, it's Hollywood.
Yeah. But anyways, if you can check out Muse Live, do it. Do it. You won't regret it. So we're getting way off topic here. So we're at the Frames and we're at the Avalon. And it's a small-ass venue. And just to mention it, I love the Will Turn the most. The Will Turn is my favorite because you get to go in the beginning of the show. If you get there early, you get to run into the pit and you get a fucking bracelet. And they only have like 100 bracelets or whatever. And once you get a bracelet, you can go have a beer, go take a shit, whatever you want to do. And you can come back and you get back into the pit.
You need to take a shit when you are at a concert. Because God knows when I saw Metallica, I was like, I need to take a shit. That's what happens when I
Whatever you want to do. I mean,
I sound like an 8-bit Nintendo game.
We saw Silver Sun Pickups, right, at the Will Turn. Yeah, great show. We got the bracelet. We went back. We had some drinks. We took a piss. We did whatever. Looked at the shirts, didn't buy any because they're too damn high priced. Then we went back.
But did you wait for the $5 guys outside?
$5 guys? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. No, I didn't buy anything.
I give those guys some business. I got my shirt.
My wife bought a Swell Season shirt from a dude for $5, and it was cool, man. Yeah. It was a black dude.
I'm not going to lie to you.
They're all black dudes, right?
It's still bizarre to me.
Are they all black dudes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's still bizarre to me when you say my wife. I'm super fucking super happy for you, but it's still fucking very bizarre.
Is it weird?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Because I still remember the day that I cried over you hearing the news.
What?
Pride?
You know.
No, I don't know.
I'm gesturing.
Oh, he's gesturing. He's making a motorcycle gesture.
Mr. Enriquez here was near-death experience.
I saw you that night. And when I talked to Josh the next morning and he told me, I remember crying like a little, kind of like a bitch, dude. I cried like a bitch. I really cried bad.
You cried?
Yeah.
No shit.
I swear to fucking God.
No way.
It was bad. It sucked because I saw you fucking the night before.
Yeah.
And at that point, you and I were barely starting to become really cool. And then that shit happened. Yeah, dude. I cried. It sucked.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got into a motorcycle accident. I don't know if you guys know.
Honestly, most of you probably don't know.
Dude, this is way off topic, man. Should I get into that whole thing or should I save it for later? Like a different time. It's like a whole fucking story with this one.
Yeah, it's long. I think we would need a...
Yeah, I'll get to it later.
No.
I'll keep you coming back for more. Right,
it's posted, but I'm putting this out here. If Mr. Fuentes is listening, I believe you have to be around for that story because...
I was there.
I was the first person he called after the accident, but you know what? He was there, so I believe...
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea.
He has to be here.
Sure. I'll save it for another podcast if people like this shit.
I just remember that fucking next day sucking balls. Because I remember Josh telling me.
Yeah, I was there the whole time when you were going through surgery. And
Josh, all right, let's just stop talking about it.
Yeah,
we'll do this.
We'll go back to it.
We'll get Josh Fuentes on this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will not want to do it. He'll be super against it.
I'm sure we could figure out a way to talk him into it, though.
Yeah, he probably would do it.
Yeah, we can break him down somehow.
Just give him enough beer, I guess. Yeah. But
it's true.
At first, he'll be against it. He won't want to do it. We'll talk him into it. That'll be a later show. That's a whole story, man. That's a whole thing.
Amazing.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic here. So, we're at the Avalon, and we're watching the frames. And we get there early, right? And we're there's hardly anyone there. And they got a deal, which is not really a deal, but they got a deal for a Pabst 24-ounce can for like $6, which is a lot of fucking money.
It's pretty expensive for Pabst.
It's a lot of money, but it's not that much at a venue, right?
Yeah,
I mean, 24-ounce Pabst, that's like two beers for like... $6. That's like $3 a beer.
Yeah, you're paying $10 at House of Blues for just one beer.
No shit.
Yeah. Well, no. You know what? No, it's the 24-ouncer Foster's. How much is the Foster's, the big can? How many ounces?
I don't know.
It's like $10-$11 or something like that for a big can. So
okay.
I guess it's sort of the same, but...
I guess.
Yeah, for Pabst, it's like $3-$4.
For a venue, I guess it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I used to work at a bar. I know you gotta up-price it, you know. So anyway... I get one Pabst, we're just hanging out, like, the show had not even started yet, we're just hanging out, we're drinking. I finish that one, I get, like, another one, I get her another drink, and we're hanging around. Next thing you know, the first act goes on.
Who played?
I don't remember the first act,
Were
man.
They good, or...
Oh, I remember one guy was Tim Easton, and this guy's he's a solo dude, he plays guitar. He's fucking good. He's good. He's by himself, and the guy has this... He's got that gritty, raspy voice, you know, and he can sing by himself. He can play fucking great, and it's like a folky, not really country. I'll say more folky, but it's awesome. If you're a fan of music, you should love a dude up there by himself with an acoustic.
Yeah, it's the rawest possible.
Yeah, that's and you know what? Actually, I think it's the most emotional performance you can get from one person by himself, because if they're playing a piano. You can't get the same effect from a guitar, man. Acoustic guitar is just that's it.
It's a guitar, dude.
That's
very difficult to play and sing at the same time.
It is, man. And if you do it well in the acoustic, you can play it softly. You can just fucking shred the fuck out of the strings, and you can go. There's a big ass contrast between what you can do with that instrument and the piano. Yeah, it's pianos. I love the piano and all that.
It's beautiful.
Don't get me wrong, it is beautiful. It's fucking gorgeous. You can listen to only piano by itself. And be totally entertained, but I think the dude by himself with just a single guitar, that is the most powerful fucking raw emotional shit you can get through.
Definitely. I don't want to be a dick or anything, but I'm trying to get to this embarrassing moment. I'm kind of curious.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but audience, I just noticed something of James's amazing DVD collection. But you have The Bear.
The Bear. Yeah.
What's The Bear?
High fucking five to that.
What's The Bear?
You don't know about The Bear?
I don't know about The Bear.
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great movie.
Can we talk about it after your embarrassing moment, possibly?
Sure, yeah. After. Remind me.
And we have to throw Otis and Milo and Otis in there, too.
Who's Milo and Otis?
I don't have that one, but...
You know what I'm talking about.
I know about that movie. Yeah. It's a pug and a fucking cat, right? Calico
Fantastic.
Cat.
Fantastic.
All right.
So, anyways.
Funny.
All right, yeah. Let's just wrap this shit up, huh?
Yeah, wrap this
so, up. So, it's just too long. So, we're I get one beer, another beer, whatever. So, then the next... the first band opens up, and then Tim Eason comes out, and he's awesome. And then he's done. I gotta piss so fucking bad. I go to the bathroom, and by this point, Tim Eason is right before the main event. Main event's a fight. What the fuck? The main act, whatever, headliner. So I'm walking through the crowds are showing up. Now the place is packed. And just to get, now I'm like in the front, dude. I'm like fucking not even 10 feet from the stage, right? That's where I wanna be. So to get to the bathroom, you gotta walk through all like a sea of people. And you got to turn sideways and fucking, you know, maneuver and turn and twist. And just get through everyone. So I get to the bathroom. Like, it's like a pain in the ass just to go to the bathroom. So I go, I take a piss. I come back. Take it back. This is for before Tim Eason. I take a piss. I come back. People are already starting to show up. I go all the way back. And then, you know, this dude shows up and he's playing. And this guy next to me is a big motherfucker with a huge beard, burly guy, dude.
Yeah!
This guy's probably like 6'5", dude. He's a motherfucker. He's like a tree trunk, right? Good and he Lord. Goes, he's a white dude. He goes, hey, bro, where'd you get the Pabst from? And I go, oh, it's a special tonight. It's like $6 for, you know, this can. No shit. Oh, man, if I would have known, I would have had you get me one. And I'm like, all right, on. So I'm like, all right. So I'm drinking stuff, and then the dude is...
I'm drinking stuff.
I'm drinking and stuff. So then the Tim Eason guy, he's wrapping up his set. Then it's a break before the main event, headliner. And then I tell the guy, because people are like... you know people in the concert, man. They start squishing in, like, mm-hmm. right before the main event.
Oh, fuck. It's horrible.
Yeah, they start taking your... They start, like, getting in front of you and shit, and it's really annoying. Big motherfucker, right? He's a big fucking guy. I tell him, hey... If you save my place, because my wife is there, Natalie's there, and she's a chick, you know, what's she going to do? Like, oh, don't stand here. Because when I went to take a piss before the first dude came up, when I came back, someone was in front of us. And I'm like, what happened? And she was like, oh, they kind of just, you know, went in front of me and said they were going to be here, like real quick for this guy, and then they would leave. And they weren't. They didn't leave. They're staying there. And these guys are fucking tall, right? And it blocks our view. So I had to take action. So I tell the big motherfucker, I'm like, hey. You still want a Pabst? He goes, yeah, brother, yeah. I'm like, check it out. I get you your Pabst if you save my place and make sure no one comes here, you know? He's like, for sure, man. Yeah. And, you fucking shake hands, hit hands and pound it. And he turns around. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay this guy's fucking beer. I'm getting it for him. You know, he's gonna pay for it. So I go, you give me the money or what? And he looks at me and he goes, oh, yeah, okay. And he gives me the money, and I feel like a dick. Like, was I supposed to pay for it, too?
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting him his fucking beer. Should I pay for it, too? What do you think?
No.
Thank
you're
you.
You're a fucking stranger. You're not my friend.
Thank
Here's
you.
The yeah, thing. I've known you for 30
you're
seconds or a minute.
Here, so you're bigger. Protect our spot. I am going to go get a beer for both of us. I don't know you. You should pay for your beer.
But I will go get it for you.
I will go get it. I'm not
exactly my mentality.
I'm not charging you for the delivery. Just pay for
there you go. Yeah. Yeah, usually you're getting my beer, you should pay for my fucking beer too, right? You should pay for my if I'm getting
now,
you your beer.
Exactly. Now if we were friends, like if you and I there, it would be like, James, I'm going to go, what do you want? Just save the space.
Right.
Then it's like,
yeah.
I get the beer.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree.
And amongst friends, and I think this it kind of comes off subject, but I think some people need to know this. If you're a friend of somebody and you loan money or something like that, I don't think you need to ever go,
you owe me $2.
Like, I think it's common practice.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah. For example, James, I buy beer certain times, whatever. Even if another 3 or 4 times I go, I got you. When you have it, you'll get me. You know, I never feel like it's something like where it has to be like, well, I got you last time. You have to get... No, if you're friends, if you're real friends, I think it's kind of like, if I have the means to do it, I have you. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And I'll do it. Me, personally, I would do it every single time if I have it. If I don't, I'll let you know. Oh, I do not have it. Javier with the chip.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I've heard about friendships ending over that shit, you know?
And that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, money. I've heard a saying, things will never be the same between you and someone else once someone asks for money. Like, ask to borrow money. Not like, you know, spot
you. Well, you know what? I feel like that's true to a sense. For example, if I, James, I ask you to borrow $100, I can probably pay you back the $100. If I ask you to borrow $8,000, then I think anything from $1,000 up, that's when we're kind of really talking, all right, we got to take friendship out now because now we're on a business level. Yeah. But I feel like $100, even $200, isn't something to be like, oh, I think it's kind of like, you
You okay? You need to clear your throat there?
Yeah, I'm just still, I'm just curious, listeners, I don't know if you're curious too, but I'm still trying to get to the funny part over here going on. Your most embarrassing moment? And we can continue with all this other
talk. He told us. He went into the wrong Jack in a Box.
And no, number two. He's okay. Still working on it. He's still working on it.
Okay, for real. Let's just get through this shit.
Get through it, please.
Let's get through it.
Please.
All right. So I tell the guy, you know, forget it. I told the guy, he gives me the money after all. I make the fucking treacherous walk, through a desert, dude. Like, you know, it's just like, going through everyone. I get to the bar. And actually, I take a piss first, because I got to piss again. So I'm drinking fucking tall cans after tall cans. So I come back, I get the pass for me, the pass for him. I go back, I give it to him. Hey, thanks, brother, I appreciate it. Same thing, slapping hands and the fist, whole thing. Right, cool, right on. And he saved my spot. And my wife tells me, yeah, some people actually came by and like try to squeeze in. And this guy's like, yo, get out of here. My brother's coming back. So I'm like, right on, dude. This guy really fucking did it. You know, he really stood up to his end of the bargain, you know. So that shit was sweet, man. That was cool. So we're watching the show. And then the headliner comes out, like the Frames. And they're coming out, they're playing. And they're doing great, man. Great band to watch live. And Irish dudes, and you got the Irish charm, the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we
great
established
show.
That already.
Established that already. So then, they're almost done with the show, and I got to piss like you wouldn't believe, right? I got to piss fucking worse, almost worse than like the worst piss I've ever had to take in my life. I'm just hurting. And they go off, and they get called back for an encore, right? And I gotta go so bad, but I know the encore is gonna be a few songs, and I don't want to go and risk missing it. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'll wait it out.
Can I just interrupt? And I'm sorry. When James says he has to pee, I perfectly remember pulling off to the side of the freeway with my ex and I.
Oh, I have another story.
And Natalie and James. And James pissing on the side of some freeway.
Wait a second. We'll get to that. Let me finish this shit.
I got a story with Rudy
as well. You each got a story. Rudy, both got a story about that. So anyways, I got to piss so bad. And they come off their encore. And I just can't hold it no more, man. And they're starting. And I'm like, fuck. This is going to be the best music because it's the encore. And I got to go. And we're in the front of the fucking area, man. It's going to be a while before I go back. Because, I mean, the place is packed by that point. So I had an executive decision to make. So I tell my wife. I lean over and I say, Natalie, should I piss in my beer can? Because it's empty at this point. And she goes, she looks at me. She goes, no, don't do it. And I'm like, I got to go. And she's like, don't do it. She's like, that's fucking gross. And I'm like, but I can't hold it no more. And she's like, I don't care. Go to the bathroom. Don't do it. So I listen to my lovely wife, right? And I stand there. This encore winds up being long, dude. They play like a few songs, which is what you imagine, right? Three or four songs. They play three songs. They're still going. And I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking piss. So they play the next song. And it happens to be like a slow song. They dim all the lights. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm peeing right now. I whip my dick out. in front of, I mean, there's all kinds of people around me. There's a shitload of people around me. I pull it out. I'm not looking down because I don't want to make it obvious. I got the Pabst can in my hand. It's empty, a 24-ounce can. And I'm feeling for the hole, but I have my tip. And I'm like I'm trying to put it in the hole.
And we know he's good at putting it in the hole.
And you know that. I got two kids. Yeah. So I get it in the hole, right? And I just let it rip. And it's the greatest feeling in the world, dude. I'm going, dude. And it's dark in the area, right?
Was it magical with the music going on in the background?
It wasn't, because I was fucking nervous. It wasn't magical. So I'm pissing in this can. And the music, and then the lights are low, and the music's soft, right? And I'm going, and I'm holding the can. I feel the warmth on my hand, like holding the can now, because it's just getting full. And I'm like, holy shit, that's hot, that's warm. And
it's almost full.
I'm like, uh-oh, like fucking Dumb and Dumber, dude. Uh-oh, I'm on the top, and I'm still going. So I just finished, dude. I'm barely finished. And I still got like maybe a like half an inch to go on the can, right? I'm that full. That's how much I filled the can. So I'm still going. But I'm done. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Okay, as a dude, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But the dudes know, after you pee, I don't know how girls are, you got a few more drops left, right? After you're done peeing. You still got a few more to squirt out. So I'm like, all right, I still got a few more. I got room. So I give a little pressure. Let it rip again, and I'm still going, like, you know, a little bit, little tiny stream. And all of a sudden, dude, I feel liquid on my fingers. And I'm not kidding, dude. Simultaneously, I'm like, holy shit, I ran out of fucking room in the can. At that point, the song gets louder, and the lights go on, and I'm like, fuck! And then the piss starts going all over the floor, dude.
Oh, my God.
And it's squirting all over the floor. And I'm not fucking kidding you. As soon as it fucking hits the floor, I'm like, okay, music's loud enough. No one's going to hear this. When the drops hit the floor, fucking five people in front of me turn around and look down at me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I got my cock out, and I'm pissing in the can. And they turn around. And immediately, I raise the can. I put my dick behind the can. And I act like, oh, I spilled beer. I'm looking down. I'm looking at the floor like I'm an idiot. Oh, I spilled beer. And they fucking buy it, dude. They look. They go, he spilled beer. They turn back around. Holy fuck. I put my dick back in my pants. I zip it up. And my wife looks at me. And she got this look on her face like, you motherfucker. And she's smiling at me.
That is awesome. And Natalie... That is your husband.
Natalie, I got, yes. Got, yes.
So.
We all love him.
There's still like three more songs after this. I'm holding my hot piss in my hand. And yeah, dude, my hand, my left hand is like a little wet from the piss rolling down the fucking end of the can. And I look down and my shoes are wet. I wet the girl in front of me. I wet her fucking shoes, man.
Did she notice?
She knows she got wet, but she didn't know it was piss.
Oh my God.
I don't think she knew. I hope she didn't know. And then afterwards, you know, the show's over, and I have my piss in my hand still, like a warm can of piss. We're walking. I throw it in the trash can. We get outside. We're walking down, like, Hollywood and I forget what the street, Vine, I think it is. Hollywood and Vine. Yeah. I'm walking down Vine with my wife, and she goes, you pissed in the can, didn't you? And I go, no. She goes, bullshit. She goes, you drank that whole can. She goes, and you threw a whole can away right now. Are you, like, you know, it was heavy. Yeah. And I'm like, shit. Yeah, I did. She starts laughing. She's like, why? I'm like, because I had to go. Most embarrassing moment ever, dude.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty fucking... Wow.
You know what? If the girl knew that you were pissing on her, I think it would have added a little more. But yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, I have to take a James Enriquez break, but not in a can.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta piss too because we've been drinking too much. I'm gonna stop it. This has been the Danger Hour, times fucking three. So, have a good night. No, we're almost full.